This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A motorcycle rider in critical condition following a crash in Colorado Springs. That crash taking place at the intersection of Half Turn Road and North Academy yesterday evening. Police say that the other driver involved in the crash was not injured. The police department's major accident unit has assumed the investigation.
Investigators say a propane tank explosion caused a fire to break out at a homeless camp early this morning in the Strathmore Hills area of Colorado Springs. The fire reported just before 2 this morning near B Street and Fairway. Officials say a propane tank exploded at the homeless camp. It caught several cars on fire, as well as RVs and tents. At least 40 firefighters responded. None was seriously hurt. We're told the fire was confined to the camp and didn't spread to nearby homes, but that's only because of recent moisture, according to fire department.
He pleaded guilty to taking more than $260,000 from 20 couples for wedding services he did not provide. Now he'll be going to prison for it. We first told you about 43-year-old Richard Reynolds around this time last year. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office arrested him on 16 felony charges. He has pleaded guilty to just one of those charges at the end of July. Now a judge sentencing him to 5 years in prison. Caitlin Olson is one of the victims who realized at the sentencing hearing just how many people Reynolds had victimized.
It was pretty hectic. I was really shocked by how many people were there. I knew that there were a lot of victims, but I didn't really know how many. I couldn't even really get a good count on how many people there were.
This summer, the victims won a civil case against Reynolds, but they still don't know if they'll ever see their money.
An 18-year-old is facing charges for allegedly carrying a concealed weapon at Fountain Mesa Park. The Fountain Police Department responded to the park Friday after reports that a gun was being passed around between several young people. Officers arrested Grace Harless on a charge of unlawfully carrying that concealed weapon. Two other people were questioned but were not charged by police. And a criminal investigation is underway after a gun scare inside Harrison High School in Colorado Springs Friday. Police say two kids got into a fight in one of the school bathrooms around noon. At one point, someone yelled "gun," prompting dozens of students to run outside in a panic. CSPD says it turned out to be a false alarm. The district never canceled classes, but as word spread on social media, some parents ended up coming to the school, lining up outside, trying to get their kids out of class early. Police are now investigating the motives of the student who caused the panic.
The trial of a former Manitou Springs High School teacher set to begin today. Matthew Barton arrested in January for allegedly having a sexual relationship with a student. That relationship began in 2007, but police did not investigate until they received a tip last year. He faces charges of sexual assault on a child by a person in a position of trust. The superintendent of the Academy School District is now planning to retire at the end of this school year. Thomas Gregory announced his decision to leave the D20 organization last week. Gregory has worked for the district and for more than 30 years, was named superintendent in 2019. He plans to step aside in June.
This week is National Fire Prevention Week. In the past year, it's been as bad a fire season as we've had in quite some time, according to fire officials. In fact, many of those officials are now saying there isn't even a fire season in Colorado. It's simply all year long. This year's theme for the 100th anniversary of Fire Prevention Week is Fire Won't Wait. Plan your escape. Sunny Smaldino says one big focus from the Colorado Springs Fire Department has been smoke alarms.
We encourage everyone to take this month to spend a few minutes to go hit those little buttons around their house, make sure they're working, make sure they have them all in the right spots, and get out and just practice your escape plan.
75% of all U.S. fire deaths occur in houses where cooking and home heating are leading causes, so the risk does increase in wintertime. Fire officials say things in our homes burn quicker now than they used to, based off the way that homes are built now. The most at risk for fires are mobile homes, as officials say they're more flammable than single-family homes and can spread quickly from one home to another. Starting next Saturday, the Springs Fire Department and American Red Cross will be installing smoke and carbon monoxide alarms for free in 3 mobile home communities.
Members of the Ute tribe celebrated the return to their ancestral land yesterday in Manitou Springs, honoring the past, present, and future impacts Indigenous people have made and will continue to make. Part of Indigenous People's Weekend, when people were able to come out to support the Ute tribes as they rededicated the Ute Trail and blessed the Mineral Springs and 7-Minute Springs. The event was a long time coming, over 100 years after returning, or after They were coming over 100 years, returning after they were driven out from areas and forced into reservations across Colorado and Utah.
Our Ute people have been in control of the mountain regions of Colorado and all mountain areas. And this is where our people have roamed, have been, had lived, have played, hunt, and fish in the mountains of Colorado.
Before Sunday's event, the last time the Ute Trail horse ride took place was over 100 years ago. This time, the city of Manitou Springs is treating it as a celebration of city life and who the city is.
A quiet weather pattern developing for the week. We'll see mainly sunny skies and temperatures on the mild side. Monday afternoon, a high of 71, Colorado Springs 77 in the Pueblo area, and look for winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high of 76 degrees and a high of 81 for the Steel City, with morning starts in the low to mid 40s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.